Good morning. I'd like to call the Ninth Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our fourth special session. Today's date is February 27, 2025. The time is 10:06 a.m. This is day three. Congresswoman Revard, could you please take care of the prayer today?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Father God, I just say thank you. Thank you so much, Father God, for all the blessings you bestowed upon our people, Father God. Today, Father God, I come and I just want to remember everybody that came down here on this land, Father God, our people, that we look to you and say we're survivors of those that came before us. And I ask, Father God, that you be with us and even our unborn, Father God. We're in a critical time, Father God. There's uncertainty, but we have faith. We have faith in you that you will drive our minds and our hearts in the right direction, Father God, for our people. And I just ask that we all walk along beside each other as we move forward to provide safety and goodness and beautiful blessing, good things for our people in these positions for the unborn, Father God. I just ask, Father God, that you be with those suffering addiction, those depressed, Father God, those that are sad, those that are in mourning, Father God. Just fill their hearts and their needs, Father God, whatever it is. And God bless all of us elected and appointed, that we may work together and come together for our people. And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call? Congressman Bakehorse?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Revard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw? Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of the journal. Please take a moment to review the journal of February 25th, 2025. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I did pray yesterday, but I didn't pray over the session yesterday. I believe that was Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, and on ONCA 2539, my name keeps showing up as the sponsor of that $3.6 million. I believe that's Congresswoman Revard. I appreciate that change. Speaker.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal of February 25th as amended.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. The journal of February 25th has been approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Revard, you have the floor.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met to discuss ONCA 2535, which is an act to appropriate the sum of $150,000 to the Osage Home Health to cover the cost associated with the closing of the home health and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, and Whitehorn. And I do want to note that in the amendment that we removed the words closing and dissolution of. We also discussed bill number ONCA 24-36, which is an act to authorize $200,000 of residual assets in the CAP asset fund to the Wajaji Early Learning Academy WELA for the generator and automatic transfer switch and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, and Whitehorn. We also discussed ONCA 2437, which is an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide a supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,348,774 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Co-sponsoring with all of my bills are Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action was a due pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, and Whitehorn. We also discussed ONCA 2438, which is an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $60,000 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor with Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action due pass. Voting yes, Redcorn, Rivard, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, and Whitehorn. And finally, in appropriations, we did review the audit plan per our congressional rules for our committee. And we had a final committee action of a due pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, and Whitehorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Reading ONCA 2541, an act to authorize and appropriate $480,200 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 2541 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to amend the proclamation to include a resolution concerning the Osage Agency.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are still on motions and notices. Congressman Big Horse.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet immediately following session till noon.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's okay, I'll speak.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet this afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3:30.
Thank you. Now we are on adjournment. Without objection, we will adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you.